Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Entertainment news from Las Vegas, Cindy Perlman-Gaber with our report. And besides Spider-Man, do you like anything else at the movies this weekend, Cindy?
Good morning, Bob. And it is Spider-Man's world this weekend at theaters. We just live in it. They're expecting Spider-Man to not only dominate the box office, but projections for the weekend are $425 million to $465 million worldwide, domestically $250 to $280. Meanwhile, a few other things. One movie called I Want Your Sex, Greg Rocky's a provocative new film at the Music Box. Olivia Wilde, there she is again. She's everywhere. She plays Erica Tracy. She hires a guy named Elliot, played by Cooper Hoffman, as her sexual muse. So that's one option if you're not into Spider-Man. Another one, Sheep in the Box, an indie about a couple grieving the loss of their son who welcomes a computer humanoid replica of him into the family. That doesn't work out well. And finally, a cool documentary, Vroom Screech Film Series at the Siskel Center, an 8-movie automotive and car chase series starting July 31st.
Yeah, a lot of people forget about the Siskel Film Center. That is a great theater. They always show great movies. Just have to navigate that state and lake construction, but it's worth it. Let's talk about American Idol and who the judges are going to be next season.
Idol back again for their 25th season. It seems like their 125th season, but it was just greenlit yesterday. It'll air on ABC, Disney, and Hulu the next day. The judges are a little controversial, Bob. There's Lionel back. Everyone loves him. Luke Bryan's back. But Carrie Underwood proved to be sort of a controversial character last year as a judge. She does this super annoying thing. She sings along to every single song that's ever on the show. Can you imagine you're like someone, this is your moment, and you have Carrie mouthing the words, and sometimes she doesn't mouth them. She sings them under her breath. Carrie says that this is just her thing, but it is sort of amazing when you start to watch it. She literally knows every word to every song ever created.
All right, now I'm going to have to start watching that again. There is a Glee reboot in the works. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Sue Sylvester, call your agent. Ryan Murphy's actually pondering a Glee reboot. He said that he's asked about it all the time. And this week he said, you know, maybe I should revisit the show. My nostalgia and love for that show is huge. And maybe people would like to see a new incarnation of Glee. He said that it had a revival during COVID. A lot of young people started watching the show. And now they've watched it 2, 3, 4 times. And hard to believe, but Glee premiered 17 years ago. And Ryan said, I had such a great time making the show. So many more songs to cover. And Glee ran for 6 seasons. So you could get your Glee fix right now on Hulu too.
Guess so. Now explain this story to me. Donna Mills, who is 85, is starting an OnlyFans account. I didn't think OnlyFans was for people of that age.
You know, Bob, when I saw that last night come across, I was like, okay, we have to discuss this because she is 85. She's super nice. I interviewed her last year, and she is on OnlyFans, making her the oldest person ever on OnlyFans. And Donna said, quote, I've seen every trend come and go. When something new comes along that lets me talk directly to my people who've stuck with me since Knott's Landing days, why wouldn't I jump in? And this is up for interpretation. She said, my fans are going to see the real me. What does that mean? The good hair days, the bad hair days, and everything in between. You know, the everything in between part did make me think, I don't know how far this is going, but come on, she has to keep it tasteful, don't you think?
I would hope so. And finally, we have a Clueless reboot, don't we?
This was fun news yesterday. Alicia Silverstone went to Instagram yesterday and said, as if I'm not totally bugging in the best way. And why not? Peacock tried to reboot Clueless, and it never happened. It fell apart. And now Paramount Plus did greenlight it yesterday. And Alicia will be back as Cher Horowitz. We all love her. She's now the clueless mother of a teenage daughter living where else but Beverly Hills, 90210. Cher finds that parenting has left her, you know, as if a bit clueless again. She has a teenage daughter. And the other nice thing is Clueless was just added to the U.S. National Film Registry. Now famous lines will be immortalized, including "She's a full-on Monet" and "You're a virgin who can't drive." Remember that?
There's so many things to keep track of streaming. I got a few suggestions yesterday. Somebody told me Margot Got Money was good. The Diplomat. I don't know what to watch. You know about any of those two, Cindy?
Margot Got Money is really good. Michelle Pfeiffer can do no wrong, I think. She's in that. The Diplomat's great. Your Friends and Neighbors with John Hamm is fantastic. And you know what I did last night? I got the first four episodes of Ted Lasso. We're not allowed to say anything yet except 5-star, awesome, wonderful. You got to go there. It's fantastic.
The rest of us have to wait till when?
August 4th. A few more days.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
August
4th. Not too long. And the great thing is the episodes are over an hour, most of them.
Really?
And he is back. I'm not going to tell you any plot twists because I don't want to ruin it. But he's back in his lovable Ted way. And it's also super inspiring. You know, it's also about just going to the positive, believing, and feeling those good Ted vibes.
Great. Ted Lasso for Tuesday. Got my night planned. Thank you, Cindy. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend, Bob.
Sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. If you want to know what's going on around Chicago, you go to the website ChooseChicago.com. It's the official tourism agency of the city. Or you talk to Jason Lesnevich, who's got the highlights. Jason, good morning. Let's talk first about if you don't have a Lollapalooza ticket, you can still participate in some after shows, can't you?
Yeah, after shows going on all weekend, tonight, Saturday, and Sunday. A good bulk of them are tonight. There's about 25 after shows tonight and about 25 tomorrow all across the city. It's one of the best things Lala does. It gets people out of Grant Park to enjoy our amazing music venues all across the city.
So you're talking about Metro, House of Blues, Thalia Hall.
Yeah,
Vic, Lincoln
Bar,
Hall,
Shuba's, Salt Shed, Reggie's, you name it. If they're playing music, most likely Epiphany Hall, Empty Bottle, Chop Shop, all across the city, there's going to be great shows from Lala performers. So definitely check out their lineup and get out and enjoy some music this weekend.
Have you got all those listings on the Shoe Chicago website?
We do. There's our Lala page will have all the after shows lineup, so you can see it all there.
Something a lot of people don't know about, free outdoor fitness classes in Millennium Park. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is run by the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. It's their outdoor classes, summer workouts. They're on Saturday mornings. Come on, bring your yoga mat, your water bottle, and right there in Pritzker Pavilion's lawn. So a beautiful setting to start your weekend with some wellness.
Big event at McCormick Place. It's the Black Women's Expo, and this is one of the country's largest and longest running events, isn't it?
Yeah, it brings together Black women entrepreneurs, wellness program, career source resources, beauty, fashion, and great speakers. Kiki Palmer, the actress and musician, will be there this weekend. Journalist Joy Reid, a gospel singer, Leandria Johnson. So great speakers, great vendors there at McCormick Place. It runs Saturday and Sunday and kicks off Black Business Month here in Chicago, which is the entire month of August.
And if you're suffering from World Cup withdrawal, we've got the Chicago Fire plan Saturday, don't we?
Yeah, they're playing Charlotte. They're at Soldier Field on Saturday night. So be a little busy over there with Lala, but obviously a great place to take in a Chicago Fire game. And one more, if the World Cup fever is still hitting you, Liverpool is playing Leeds on Sunday. Great international match. Liverpool is starting their preseason tour here in the U.S. So great game to check out on Sunday as well at Soldier Field.
All right, hear that, Ted Lasso fans? Sunday at Soldier Field. Jason Lesnevich, have yourself a great weekend, too. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
And, of course, we've got the Yankees in town this weekend. And anything from Wrigley Field about rescheduling anything? Because the rains are supposed to hit this afternoon early and then get more intense later tonight.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything yet. Let me refresh over here and see.
They got to be thinking about
that.
Yeah,
I'm sure they're trying to come up with a contingency plan. Obviously, the Yankees only here one time during the year, so it would be probably smart if they ended up with a doubleheader sometime this weekend. But yeah, they try to avoid those at all costs if they can, but you don't want to have to just start a game, lose your starter, and then be rained down for like 3 hours and then come back. So they'll take everything into consideration.
So right now it's an afternoon, a 1:20 today, and then Saturday night, and then Sunday afternoon.
Correct.
Right?
That's the way it looks right now.
It's the big Fox game Saturday night.
It's a big Fox game, which means that a little more traffic in that area at night instead of during the daytime.
Wrigleyville will be buzzing, weather permitting.